Hello, fellow rebel capitalists. Hope you're well. In the news today, de Blasio comes out, New York City, and says they are making it mandatory for every single employee to get the medicine. And if you choose not to get the medicine, you are fired. You're out of work. Hit the road. You're out on the streets. In addition to that, he also said that now they are requiring a health passport for everyone, all the way down to the age of 5. That's right, 5 years old. So now in New York City, you will not be able to go into a restaurant with your 5-year-old unless they have had the medicine. So let's just dive into this article, and I will walk through this bit by bit. Obviously, none of this makes sense. It just proves that this has nothing to do with health, but it tells you what we're up against in this push towards authoritarianism from these psychopaths that we have in government right now. So New York City imposes mandate for all private sector employers. So all of them. This isn't if you have 100 employees or more. This is if you have a coffee shop. This is if I was running this YouTube channel in New York City, I would have to require that Josh and Angelique and everyone working for me has the medicine if they're coming into the office. And if they don't, I have to fire them, regardless of whether my business is turning over $100 million a year or $100,000. The mandate goes into effect December 27th. It applies to in-person employees who are in a workplace, and it gets worse. It does not give employees who have chosen not to get the medicine an option to get tested regularly. But obviously, it doesn't require those who have gotten the medicine to get tested regularly. So basically, it's fine. If you want to spread the cerveza sickness, go nuts. Just as long as you're medicated. That's what we're dealing with right now. I was going to say that this doesn't make sense at all in any way, shape, or form. This isn't following science. This is the complete antithesis of science, data, and facts. But it is consistent when you look at this through the lens of CNN. Or MSNBC. I'm going to expand on that in just a moment here. Third bullet point, New York has identified 8 cases of the scariant over the weekend, 7 in New York City area, 1 in Suffolk County, Long Island. Now, also, if you guys have been following this over the weekend like I have, you'll notice, and this is not me saying it, it's the mainstream media, that the majority of cases of the new scariant are in people who have the medicine. So you'll notice later on down in the article, de Blasio says, oh, we've got this new scariant, therefore we have to have a medicine mandate. Really? Because what we've seen, and obviously there's no studies that have been done on this, so it's just complete speculation, but we've seen that it's disproportionately, so far, affecting people who have the medicine. So at the very least, we don't know. That at the very least, we don't know. So the fact that you would make policies based on this assumption that can destroy or that will destroy people's lives because you're making policies that will put children, 5-year-olds, for heaven's sake, at a certain level of risk, that's unforgivable. But it goes to show you, once again, this has nothing to do with health. I mean, the more I hear about this guy, I mean, talk about a complete sociopath. I mean, the guy is absolutely insane. And you know what? Here's another thing, too. Obviously, de Blasio is most likely not going to watch this video. But here's, I very rarely make predictions. This is one I will make. That de Blasio is going to go down in the history books as someone who was purely evil. And I'm not saying that to be hyperbolic. I'm not saying that to really, you know, condemn him or criticize him. I'm just saying that really as a matter of fact. You look back at the history books, the way the Loyalists or the Tories in the Revolutionary War, or look back at the way people who, let's say, favored slavery or favored the Jim Crow laws. You look back at, you know, how does history portray those people? Were they on the right side? No, they were on the wrong side of history. And when we look back on this in 30 or 40 years, if this gentleman is still alive, it sucks to be him, because history is not going to serve him well. History is not going to look favorably on what de Blasio and other authoritarians are doing right now. In my opinion, if you look at it just through that lens, de Blasio is going to be the political, de Blasio is going to be the political equivalent of Bernie Madoff. That's my prediction. And to be clear, I'm talking about how history views him, in what light history, in what light history projects him in. The mandate covers 184,000 businesses. 184,000, not people, businesses. And will go into effect December 27th. Like we said earlier, it does not give those people not medicated the option to test regularly. They must have at least, and here's where we start to, it starts to become blatantly obvious. This has nothing to do with health or science. They must have at least one dose. Well, if they're, they're not medicated if they have that. It's just, he's forcing you to jump through hoops, people. Don't you understand that? I'm talking to the people that don't see this for what it is. They're conditioning you. My goodness gracious. It's so obvious. The policy applies to in-person people, said during a news conference. We've got the scariant as a new factor, and we addressed that earlier. So he's talking about the scariant. We've got cold weather. Oh, okay. So now what they're saying, I think just inadvertently, they're letting it slip, is that maybe there's something to this cerveza sickness that's outside of the control of the politicians. Maybe. So maybe it's not really about lockdowns, or it's not really about the prevalence of masks, let's say. Maybe it's not really even about the prevalence of the medicine. Maybe it has a lot more to do about weather and seasons and how often people are indoors as opposed to outdoors. Maybe there's a lot about this cerveza sickness that the so-called experts really don't understand. And therefore, to come in with these draconian measures that will destroy the economy, destroy people's lives, maybe that's not such a good idea. Maybe there's going to be some unintended consequences there. Aside from the fact that it gives the government an insane amount of control and power, and it sets a precedent for future governments to leverage the power that the New York citizens are giving to the government today. You see, that's what people, one of the many things that people that are for these mandates don't realize, that they don't realize how much power and control they're giving a government, not this government. It's not maybe you like de Blasio and you're saying, well, hey, I'm okay with him having this much power. You don't understand that the power you're giving de Blasio, someone completely different is going to have that in 4 years, in 10 years, in 20 years. And it could be someone that you absolutely detest. It could be someone that you think is a fascist, someone that you think is a racist or a misogynist or a homophobe or whatever. Fill in the blank. You see, this is what they don't understand. that it swings both ways. You're giving this to the government. And therefore, the more power you give the government, the more it's going to attract people who are sociopaths like de Blasio in the future. It's just that those sociopaths might see the world in the opposite way that you see the world, and they will use that power against you and your family. This is what is completely void in the thought process of the average CNN viewer that is going along with these mandates or favors them. So then he goes on after admitting that that the cerveza sickness, it could be more about weather than other things. And then again, we talked about how the majority of the people that, as we know today, have tested positive for the scariant, the majority of those people are have the medicine. So how could you come to the conclusion that we need to give more people that medicine? At the very least, we don't understand how this scariant works. And therefore, maybe the prudent decision is to sit back and wait until you do know before you start crushing the economy. It really goes back to the Hippocratic Oath, is that first and foremost, do no harm. So here he goes. We in New York City have decided to take a preemptive strike, to rally, to do something bold, to stop the further growth of the cerveza sickness and the dangers it's causing all of us. No, the cerveza sickness isn't causing the dangers. It's de Blasio. It's the psychotic politicians, the sociopaths that have an insatiable lust for power and to control and micromanage people's lives. They are the ones that are the danger. It's not the cerveza sickness. We've got to be very clear on that. And he says that they need to take a preemptive strike as if there's no cost whatsoever to what they're doing. Like it's free. Like you can just roll out these mandates and there's absolutely no downside to anybody. This whole narrative is completely and utterly void of even a fifth grader's cost-benefit analysis.
This podcast is brought to you by Rebel Capitalist Pro, the best online investing research. I have teamed up with Chris McIntosh and Lynn Alden, two of the best in the business, to create Rebel Capitalist Pro and give you the tools you need to build wealth and thrive in this crazy world of economic insanity. Rebel Capitalist Pro is jam-packed with Chris and Lynn's incredible research. We have live stream Q&As where you can ask your questions directly to Chris, Lynn, and myself. And the best of all, there's an online member forum which allows you to network, learn, and explore ideas with like-minded individuals. What are you waiting for? Check out Rebel Capitalist Pro right now at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. Take action today and do something your future self will thank you for.
I cannot believe people buy into this. The Commissioner of Health has the authority. That in and of itself is a big problem here. To issue a mandate like this to protect the public health. Okay, so let's back up here and first of all start by remembering that the intention of a law very rarely produces the intended results. Georgia Pastana, the city's corporation council, said during a news conference with de Blasio, the trouble that the Biden administration has run into in the court, it doesn't really apply here. So all those stupid laws that just constrain the government, we don't have to worry about all that nonsense. We can be dictators here in New York City, and we can just rule by decree. We don't have to worry about the law like Biden does, as if that's a bad thing. And here's where we go from the ridiculous to the utterly insane. The city will also require everyone 12 years old and over to show proof of dos, not uno, dos, as opposed to one under the prior policy for indoor dining. Fitness, of all things, fitness. Oh, yes. Let's let kids stay home and get morbidly obese in the name of health. You just can't make this stuff up, can you? Unless they received the J&J, which, by the way, they're saying that you should get a booster after 2 months of J&J. So how do you even define fully medicated? The politicians can't even do that. So if you can't even define what fully medicated means, or a timeline there, how on earth can you have a law that mandates people being what you can't even define? Here we go. Children ages 5 to 11 will be required to show proof of a single dose by December 14th for those venues. They will also have to show proof of one dose for high risk. Oh, you've got to be kidding me. I didn't even read this part. You've got to be kidding me. They will also have to show proof of one, basically a health passport for a five-year-old to take part in sports, band, orchestra, and dance. Yeah, I'm speechless. That one. De Blasio said the purpose of the medicine mandate is to avoid the shutdowns imposed in March 2020. See how he's spinning it? He's spinning it to create more divisiveness. So what he's saying for those who are for this, they're saying we're not going to let those dirty, filthy, stupid people who have chosen not to get the medicine interfere with the freedom and liberty of all of those who obey my decrees. That's the message here. But when you actually look at the facts, we go to John Hopkins. We have almost 70% of the entire population. I'm not sure if this is an adult. Maybe it's not. I'm not sure how they're getting that number, but regardless, we'll say 70% of the entire population fully medicated. Fully medicated. So can we really compare, if the medicine works so well, then how can you compare that to March of 2020? Isn't that kind of an apples to oranges comparison, if the medicine works so well? And then you go ahead, and to their credit, great job. We've got, this is the death rate, very low. We've got the hospitalizations trending up, but cases trending up. But hey, you guys have all the medications, so is this crisis mode that we're going into, again, to destroy the economy, to take away people's freedoms, liberties, and their ability to put a roof over their head or to provide for their children, to put food on the table? Are we really saying that we want to take that away from people? Not only if they've chosen not to get the medication, but let's say they've had the Cerveza sickness. Therefore, the benefit they have is exactly like the benefit that he perceives those who have the medicine. You see, this is where, again, the whole argument completely falls apart, because they're totally ignoring natural immunity, although it gives you the exact same type of benefit. So I think we've got to compartmentalize the psychopaths like de Blasio, and then we've got to compartmentalize the people who are just blindly following this because they listen to CNN. And to kind of organize my thoughts, I put out a tweet earlier, and I'll go over to that tweet right now. And because I really do my best to try to see things from other people's view or the opposing view, I do my very best, because I think the only way that I can move the needle, or that I can contribute to the narrative, or if the only way that I can promote the ideas that this country was built on, freedom, liberty, and free market capitalism, is if I understand how they're seeing the world. What is their worldview? And once I understand that, maybe I can figure out a way to tailor a message that will actually resonate with them. So here's what I came up with. And this is trying to put myself in the position of someone who is pro or for these types of mandates that de Blasio is implementing. So first of all, I want you to imagine there is a, called a Cerveza sickness, that had a 50% probability of hospitalization. So if you contracted this Cerveza sickness, there was a 50% risk that you would go to the hospital. It would be that severe. Then imagine being able to take one Advil, one. So what I'm implying there is you've got basically zero downside. There's zero side effects, most likely. So you could take one Advil, and it would make it impossible for you to go to the hospital or to spread the Cerveza sickness to other people if you contracted it. Therefore, if everyone did this, it would completely eradicate the Cerveza sickness. What you have to understand as a rebel capitalist and someone who actually has done some critical thinking here, some research, and understands the truth, is that although this has no relationship whatsoever to the reality of what we're dealing with the Cerveza sickness, the typical CNN viewer, this is how they see it. This is what they truly believe. They believe that if you get the Cerveza sickness, there's a 50% probability you go to the hospital. They believe that the downside or the potential side effects of the medicine are consistent with what you'd have by taking one Advil. What's the big deal? And they believe that if you take the medicine, that there's almost a 0% probability that you go to the hospital. And they believe that there's almost a 0% probability that you're able to transmit the Cerveza sickness. See, so if this were true, which we know it's not even remotely close to accurate, but if it were true, you could, and also, if someone had no concern whatsoever with giving government more power and control, you could see how they could come to the conclusion that these mandates, that makes sense. Yeah. Those stupid freedom lovers, they're just being selfish. You hear that all the time. And when I see that on social media, I'm like, how can they come to that conclusion? This is how. Because they think that the only reason for not taking the medicine is just because you're some alt-right person who's standing up for some sort of belief that's totally ridiculous and anti-science. And that all you have to do is just take an Advil and all of this will go away. All you have to do is take an Advil and you're going to protect all of those people out there that are in high-risk categories. All you have to do is take an Advil, and we no longer have to worry about any of the capacity issues in the hospital system. All you have to do is take one Advil, and everybody can be liberated, and we can go back to 2019. But because you're so damn stubborn, And because you're so stupid, and because you're so selfish, you won't even take that one Advil to help society at large, to bring back the economy, and to bring back our freedom and liberty and our way of life. That's how they think. So understanding this now, as someone like myself that has an audience or a microphone, I guess, I have to figure out a way how to penetrate this delusional worldview. And I think that's a task that all of us have to tackle if we're going to open up people's eyes. That's really what we're up against here. We're up against that mindset. And so I think you have to, I'm not sure how you do it, to be honest, but at least I think we can target what the main problem is and the source of the problem being the mainstream media. All right, guys, I know that this is kind of a temporary roadblock, but like I said, we got to keep pushing here and pushing back against tyranny and authoritarians and these sociopaths that are in office right now. And if we stand together, I truly believe we are the silent majority. I do believe that. And collectively, as a group, you know, just whatever we can do to move the needle, even if it's a very, very small thing, it's if we combine all of our efforts, we're going to look back in 30 years and be very proud that we did and realize that we were on the right side of history. And we're gonna win the war, so to speak, in a nonviolent way, just through civil disobedience and winning the battle of ideas.